Put on any Houston hip hop playlist, and one of the first songs that you'll hear is Lil Kiki's Southside. It's an iconic song that perfectly captures the unique sound and culture of the Houston hip hop scene. A scene that has influenced some of the biggest names in music, like Drake, Meg Thee Stallion, and Travis Scott. But as we celebrate 50 years of hip hop in our nation, it seems like the 713 is often forgotten as a major player. Producer Carleon Jones sits down with Lil Kiki to talk about his new album 25 Summers and why it's time for everyone to respect H-Town's influence on hip-hop. Before we get into the show, I wanted to mention that we recorded this before the untimely passing of Houston rapper Big Pokey, who you'll hear Carleon bring up during the interview. It's Wednesday, June 21st. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston is talking about.
Lil Kiki, welcome to CityCast Houston. I'm happy to have you on.
Thank you for having me. It's well appreciated.
Okay, so I got to start off by asking, how often do you get stopped and asked to hit the South Side when you're outside?
Not as much as I used to when I was young. I don't know if my face be revealing that I want to do that. I don't think I'd be having to look like I want to do that, but I still hit it here and there, mm-hmm. Show, perform, and I still got it. I got to keep it brushed off. Yeah. So, it won't just, but I ain't as active with it as just busting it in. I don't think I probably ever was like that, but, it is what it is.
That's funny. Okay. So it's 2023 and we marked 50 years of hip hop. But in Houston specifically, most people credit our hip hop scene to the music created in the 90s. And as somebody who was a part of that major wave in the 90s, do you feel like that's when it really popped off for us in Houston? Or do you think we had an impact from the very beginning when it started in like the early 70s?
Oh, now the early 70s. Hey, I don't know. But what I would say a little bit before us, I think that we were starting to make a hip hop impact with Independent, with Rap-A-Lot, everything that they was doing, pushing us towards the independent game, becoming successful in that. But I feel like my era from the Screwtape era, that's when the culture of what people love with us with this cars and the and the drink and the drip and the and all that. I think that came about in our era. I think we're a little bit responsible for that, but I think we were still successful in music going towards hip hop before us. I just think that my particular era is the era that brought forth the culture.
Okay, I can agree with that. I agree with that for sure. So now you've been in the industry for over 25 years, which coincides with your latest project, 25 Summers. Talk to me about what makes this project special to you.
It makes it special to me because at this particular stage in my career, I'm always focused on being able to continue to do music, making my fans have a level of respect and want for me to do it again. That's always important. If I said I wanted to do 26 summers next month, they would be interested in it. So that's my biggest thing in my project, still making great music that people are still interested in and still have a level of, wanting to hear and a level of respect for what I do in my craft. That's my most important thing. So to get the feedback, to get the love, and to see people so excited from my young fans, from my older fans, is a great. So that's my biggest thing, just being well-oiled enough to be able to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. And you featured some major Houston legends on the project. Got Slim Thug, 8-Ball, MJG, Zero, Big Pokey, just to name a few. What do you think these artists bring to the record that other artists just can't?
Well, I'm a song maker, so what I try to do, I reach out. Like on the last project, I may go Juicy J, I may go Big Crit, I may do any of those things. But I like to get people from my culture, people from my state to represent a certain type of sound that I want to do and giving them the opportunity to show the greatness that we got because we legends here and I do make music for my fans. No matter if I'm trying to make it for the new fans, even if I'm trying to make a new sound, I can still go get Slim Thug on this particular song. I can go get 8-Ball, be legit, mix it all around so they bring in what they do and it makes it even better.
And so the people that we just named, do you truly think that these artists are appreciated by our city and nationally? I'm asking this because Houston gets like kind of lost in the conversation when it comes to music sometimes and it's impacting hip hop because you have like LA, like they get a whole segment in the Super Bowl. You have Atlanta, they get a lot of love for their movement and then also like New York as well. But then when it comes to Houston, it seems like we get less recognized.
For us, we get more recognized in what we're really built on. We're self-made. Mm-hmm. We're a big independent state. We're our own island. We're the fourth largest city in the world. We can get rich here. We make stars. We're our own stars. Being a celebrity here is great. You know what I'm saying? Celebrities come here. They enjoy us. So from a hip-hop scene, man, sometimes it seems like that. But we're so intertwined with each other. You know what I'm saying? And what we do here and mm-hmm. how we built here. We made millions here. We sold millions of records here. So sometimes we do get lost in the sauce because our route to make a living, our route to be impactful in music, it was different. You know what I'm saying? We coming from selling hundreds of thousands yeah. of mixtapes and cassettes. We coming from a different. So our mindset about it is different. Man, I was just having this conversation with somebody about, would I rather be somebody who went platinum in the early 90s and early 2000s and never done nothing again? Or would I want to be Lil Kiki, somebody who had 30 years of longevity instead of getting better as time gone? Relevance, recognition, all this yeah. gaining instead of somebody who went platinum very early and we don't even know who they are anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's a gift and a curse, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We're going to talk about that a little bit more into the conversation too. But I also want to ask you, there is a record that you have with DJ Chos on the album, and he's a popular producer in Houston who's also a part of like what I call kind of the new sound of Houston. We got artists like mm-hmm. Travis Scott, Megan Thee Stallion, Maxo Cream, who are using like faster beats. They got different topics that they're talking about, and they're just making an overall different sound than what we had before. So how do you feel like mm-hmm. you adapt to the new wave of music?
By doing that, I always invite mm-hmm. in DJ Chos. I got beats from DJ XO. He's one of the hottest producers right now. He got new songs with Finesse 2 times, big record. So I'm never afraid to mix what I do and bring in the youngsters, get their opinions, bring in DJ Chos. He bring in concepts, phone lines to heaven. I add what I add to it. Mm-hmm. And that's always been value for me with being able to adapt to what's happening at the moment. I'm never really stuck in time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got young kids, you know what I'm saying? So if the chains turn into one chain or two chains, then I'm going to have two chains. If the pants got a little tighter at the top, I might tighten mine a little bit. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but I'm going to do whatever. If they wearing Air Force One, that's what I'm wearing. You know what I'm saying? I'm always adapting, and I'm acting like I'm 25, 30 all the time. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have no quarrel with, you know, adjusting to what's happening at the time. I'm never on some, man, these youngsters. I call DJ Chos and get a record quick.
Yeah, got to stay up to date with it. Yeah. That's how you have the longevity, just like you were saying, like keep adapting to things and then you'll be able to stay in it. Okay, so on the flip side of that, we have a lot of current major artists that are kind of like, you know, from Houston who did do the switch. But then you have people like Drake who are sampling our original music and kind of repopularizing it. How does it feel seeing that? Like, is it kind of bittersweet?
It's a slippery slope. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, for me, it's different. I'm the most sampled artist from Texas. The most, mm-hmm. by far. And there is no one that's more sampled than me. Drake even got one of mine. But Drake came and paid me for that sample. You know what I'm saying? Late mm-hmm. in my career, he did break bread for it. But you know what I'm going to tell you? I wouldn't trade in my relevance for it.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't trade in my relevance to be complaining about it. Man, they're sampling everything. They're taking out. I wouldn't trade in stopping them for doing it based on the relevance. I'm still relevant mm-hmm. based on some of this with it. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm on new tapes with Logic. Crown Royal is resampling music. Division. These people are coming back and getting my older music sampling. So for me, it's related to my relevance mm-hmm. of me still being able to be here. I wouldn't want to be on the side of that they didn't do it and they don't even remember and they don't even like, I don't think I want to be on that side of it.
Yeah, so it's more like an honor for you.
It's an honor. Now as we get older, we're going to take care of the business right on mm-hmm. it and say, we're going to do that. But I wouldn't trade in who I am and what it does for me based on my popularity and how it keeps me in the game and keep younger fans and keep people in tune to what I'm doing. I wouldn't trade that in just to be complaining about that they're doing it too much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, do you think it's hard to make it in Houston mainstream? Because like, that's always been an argument. I've talked to other artists about it. A lot of people think that making it mainstream in Houston is super hard just because of the way the industry is set up here. People feel like they have to go to Atlanta. They have to go to LA just to like make a splash. But do you think that it's just the landscape of everything or what?
No, I don't think that. I don't think that at all. I think that if this is for you, it's for you. If it's for Travis, if it's for Megan, if it's for Max O'Cream, if it's for Lookie, it's for you. Some people be complaining about the city. And, man, the saddest thing about this music, man, it ain't for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't going to make it. That's in anything. I don't care if you're playing baseball, football, basketball, nursing, doctor. Everybody's not going to make it. So some of the people complain, hey, man, if sometime younger people, some of the youngers, they grew up following in our blueprints and following our strategies. Yeah. They watching us. They seeing us at the club. We look like millionaires. We driving the cars. We living in the houses. So it's easier for them to look and be like, it's easy to follow that blueprint. That don't mean we promote it that way. I love to see as big as Megan want to get, as Travis want to get. But some people twist that up with it's hard to make it based on, man, you don't know if you was going to make it in here, Atlanta, L.A., wherever you was. Because if it's for you, if it's your work ethic, your vibe, if you got what it take to make it, you're going to make it in whatever city is. So I don't blame it on Houston, man. Now, don't get me wrong. We're a big independent state, and sometimes our younger artists can take the vibe of what we do and want to live that lifestyle. But the part about just being from here, you can't go, nah, that's not it. Mm-hmm. You got to want it, and it got to be for you. So it's some of those people, man, that's saying that, I don't know if they're going to make it if they go to Atlanta.
That's a real good point. I never even, like, looked at it that way, but that is a really good point about it.
Work for it. It'll come.
Mm-hmm. You have an official 713 day with the mayor, I mean, from the mayor, and you're already a legend in Houston. But I want to know, like, when everything is all said and done, what do you want your legacy to be?
A model of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want it to be. I want it to be my legacy to be a model of consistency. And I wanted to show that, man, as long as you got the perseverance to do this, your time can be at any time. I'm on my second or third time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I done had a time as a youngster. I done had a time in the middle. And now I'm an OG and I'm having a time again. So as long as you love it and you're willing to persevere through all the ups and downs, you can have a level of consistency that will lead you to some great things. Yeah, it took a lot of time to accumulate some of the things that I have and I'm still going, but I just wouldn't trade none of it in. I would think I would probably take this whole journey that I still took.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Well, Lil Kiki, thank you so much for being on CityCast Houston today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That was producer Carleon Jones with Lil Kiki. His new album, 25 Summers, is available wherever you stream music. As we mentioned earlier, Houston hip-hop legend Big Pokey passed away over the weekend. He was a major part of the Houston hip-hop movement as a freestyle king and worked with some of the biggest names like DJ Screw, Paul Wall, and so many more. We here at CityCast want to give our condolences to his family during this difficult time. RIP, Big Pokey. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.
Did you get a phone call?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Okay. You were like, I can hear you now. Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay.